This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is calling on its coalition partners in Syria to take back and prosecute their captured citizens who came to fight for Islamic State. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are holding as many as 900 foreign fighters captured after IS lost most of its territory in Syria. Those fighters include those who came from Europe and elsewhere in the Middle East to join ISIS. A Pentagon report said that Islamic State is still a potent and dangerous force in Syria, even if it has been decimated, and that IS militants operating on their own could still be a threat. A Pentagon official Monday called the problem of what to do with captured militants a surprise created by an ill-coordinated and ill-considered announcement of a complete U.S. withdrawal from Syria. On Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to give his second State of the Union speech addressing a new class of Congress that has a record number of minorities and women. Sitting behind Mr. Trump during the speech will be Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, who kept House Democrats unified against the president in a brutal fight over wall funding that triggered the longest partial government shutdown in the country's history. The speech will be given a week later than the originally scheduled date of January 29th, after Pelosi blocked Mr. Trump from delivering his address until the government reopened. The House Democratic Women's Working Group invited female lawmakers of both parties to wear white at this year's State of the Union to mark the movement which led to a woman's right to vote in 1920. The United States is calling on its coalition partners in Syria again to take back and prosecute their captured citizens who came to fight for Islamic State. The Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev says that the entire Balkans will have prosperity and lasting peace when Macedonia joins NATO. He spoke in Bulgaria Monday, 2 days before Macedonia signs the accession protocol of NATO headquarters in Brussels. This is VOA News.